Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The grace and the peace of God our Father and the Lord Jesus be with you. As we prepare to celebrate the mystery of Christ, we call to mind our sins and the gracious mercy of the Lord our God. Lord Jesus, take pity on us and heal us from our sin. Lord, have mercy. Christ Jesus, take pity on all outcasts. Help us to accept them as you do. Christ, have mercy. Lord Jesus, take pity on all who suffer. Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to life everlasting.
Amen.
Let us pray. Lord God, you are our health and our salvation. Look with mercy on your people. Stir up within us a saving faith, so that by believing, we may be healed, and being healed, we may worthily give you thanks. We ask this through Jesus the Lord, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the second book of Kings. Naaman, the commander of the army of the king of Aram, and a mighty warrior, obeyed Elisha. He went down and immersed himself several times in the Jordan, according to the word of the man of God. His flesh was restored like the flesh of a young boy, and he was clean. Then he returned to the man of God, he and all his company. Naaman came and stood before Elisha and said, "Now I know that there is no God in all the earth except in Israel. Please accept a present from your servant." But Elisha said, "As the Lord lives, whom I serve, I will accept nothing." Naaman urged Elisha to accept, but he refused. Then Naaman said, "If not, please let 2 mule loads of earth be given to your servant, for your servant will no longer offer burnt offerings or sacrifice to any god except the Lord." The word of the Lord.
Sing to the Lord a new song, for God has done wonderful deeds. Sing to the Lord a new song, for God has done wonderful deeds. Sing to the Lord a new song, for God has done wonderful deeds. Sing to the Lord a new song, God has done wonderful deeds. Sing to the Lord a new song, for God has done wondrous deeds. Whose right hand has won the victory for us? God's holy arm. Sing to the Lord a new song, wonderful deeds. Sing to the Lord a new song, for God has done wonderful deeds. The Lord has made salvation known, and justice revealed to all. Remembering kindness and faithfulness, wonderful deeds. All of the ends of earth have seen salvation by our God. Joyfully sing out, all you lands, break forth in song. Sing to the Lord a new song. He's done wonderful deeds. Sing to the Lord a new song, for God has done wonderful deeds.
A reading from the second letter of Paul to Timothy. Remember Jesus Christ, raised from the dead, a descendant of David. That is my gospel, for which I suffer hardship, even to the point of being chained like a criminal. But the word of God is not chained. Therefore, I endure everything for the sake of the elect, so that they may also obtain the salvation that is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. The saying is sure: if we have died with him, we will also live with him. If we endure, we will also reign with him. If we deny him, he will also deny us. If we are faithless, he remains faithful, for he cannot deny himself. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
The gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, according to Luke. As Jesus continued on his journey to Jerusalem, he passed through the territory between Samaria and Galilee. As he entered a village, 10 lepers approached him. And yet from a distance they cried out, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." Jesus told them to go and show themselves to the priests. Now as they were on their way, all 10 of them were made clean. One of them, realizing he had been healed, loudly gave praise and thanks to God and returned to Jesus, fell on his knees before him, and thanked him. Jesus said, "Were not all 10 made clean? Where are the other 9? Is it only this one, a foreigner, a Samaritan, who has returned to give thanks?" And then turning to the man, he said to him, "It is your faith that has healed you." The Gospel of the Lord.